This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. I wanted to give you this message today because so many of you seem to be tormenting yourselves by allowing the enemy to control you in so many ways that are destroying the temple that Yah has built within you. A wonderful Creator wants you to thrive in every area, spiritually, emotionally, physically. And anytime we allow the enemy to attack us through our thoughts and through the actions that are produced from our thoughts that come from the enemy, we create a problem. There is no thoughts that are of you and no choice of you except one of who you're going to follow. I said this before and I say it again. There's a little Yah and a little Satan on your shoulders speaking to you. The one you listen to is the one you are making a commitment to following. And this is the one of the world, the Satan, the God of the world that the flesh loves. And when we become a believer in Yeshua, he falls away and we listen to Yeshua. That's it. And Yah's going to give us the revelation of how to live our lives and what to do. But so many of you continue to listen to the enemy and do what he wants you to do. It's not of you. Because if you're truly born again, you are not going to do the things of this world. You are not going to entertain the thoughts of the enemy. But this is what so many people do. I am not giving power to the enemy. I am telling you what the enemy does. He gets into your thoughts and gets into your mind. Yah's word speaks truth. Yeshua is the living example of Yah's truth of how to live, what to do, and how to be. Emotionally, people are in a state of so-called depression and sadness and fear of man and all these things that Yah says we shouldn't be in. He wants us to be joyful continuously. He wants us to have peace and shalom always. And if you stop listening to the enemy, you will have what Yah wants you to have. By listening to the enemy who puts those thoughts in your head, you're ignoring Yah. There's no middle ground with our Creator. You're either moving forward or backwards. There's no stuck in the middle. But today I want to speak about the physical aspect. Because so many so-called followers or believers are suffering with the diseases of this world. Exodus 15:26 says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same diseases upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. To follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. When the children of Israel went into the promised land, they were told to separate, divide, and destroy all unclean things. But they didn't. They mingled the seed. And not only did they get the same diseases as Egypt, but Yah told them, I will give you even new disease you never even heard of yet. Yah has given us these great measures to know when we're following him or not. And our emotional and physical health is a perfect example of that. If you are not in perfect shalom and peace and joy, you are entertaining the thoughts of the enemy. You are serving the enemy instead of serving Yah. If you are suffering from physical dis-ease, you are entertaining the actions, the thoughts of the enemy that are leading you to be in a state that Yah never wanted you to be. Yah wants you to be healthy. Don't say that you have a heart disease and heart attacks and all this stuff and you're obese and then not think that's not from the enemy. God doesn't want you to be overweight. Don't say that you have a particular condition that's caused by something that you shouldn't be eating and think Yah wants you to be in that state. He doesn't. We need to take responsibility and admit that Yah would not lead us to these things that the enemy has led us to. Some thought, something we took action on that came from the enemy has led us to a state of emotional discomfort and physical dis-ease. But there's a way to overcome that, to change our ways, to change what we're doing. Now people say, well, old habits aren't easy to get rid of. The enemy is your old habit. Listening to the devil is your old habit. And if you're born again, you must break that habit and start listening to Yah. You must do that. It says in the scriptures, the drunkard and the glutton are in the same situation. And we must stop both of those. If we're satisfied with Yah, we don't need to find our pleasure from alcohol. We don't need to find our pleasure from food. We get it from Yah. We must get this, and people aren't getting it. We continue to take the drugs of Satan. We continue to take the poison food of Satan and make excuses for it. That's exactly what he wants people to do. Exactly. How could a super, overweight, obese, whatever words you want to call it, person, say they're listening to Yah? Say they're following Yah when they can't even control themselves. The scriptures talk about self-control. Well, I ask you, besides that obese person, what about somebody who's just a little overweight? Self-control. Self-control. What about that person that can't stop eating the processed sugar? They're walking around with diabetes, and then somebody tries to correct them. They're getting their toes cut off because they just can't stop eating sugar. Self-control. See, the enemy wants us to think certain things that go against Yah. Yah says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can overcome everything. You could do everything. And people are listening to doctors' reports that, well, I got cancer. My life is over. I need to take this chemotherapy drug or some other type of experimental drug to just stay alive. That's not what Yah's word says. People give more power to the doctors than they do to our Creator. The Bible says repentance brings refreshing. Not chemo, not doctors, not drugs. Repentance brings refreshing. Stop doing what you're doing. Health doesn't begin with what you add to your lifestyle, because you eliminate. Eliminate the things that are creating the problem. The enemy telling you to do things and you doing those things is creating the problem. Stop listening to the enemies. Stop doing those things. Overcome your so-called addictions and start living the way Yah wants you to live. Stop. You all have the opportunity to start today, to start right now. Not, oh, when I get rid of all this junk in my house, I'll be done with it. No, right now. No one should be drinking anything like sub or a pop or whatever you call it. You shouldn't be drinking these energy drinks. You shouldn't be drinking this drug, the coffee drug. These are all things that are poisoning your body. Yah wants you to honor your tabernacle. He wants you to build it up, not destroy it with these things. Putting all this stuff in your body that's absolutely destroying it. The diseases of the Egyptians. The diseases of gluttony. The diseases of not being satisfied. We need our comfort food. We need our comfort food. Your comfort should come from Yah, not from your unhealthy, disease-promoting foods. Y'all gave us the foods that we should eat. The wrapper around those foods is skin of the fruit or vegetable, not a bag, box, container, or can. It's not that complicated. I'm here to help you. I have so many health teachings to show you that Yah says in Genesis 1:29, his original plan, his ideal is fruits and vegetables for us to put in our bodies. But the enemy wants us to think, well, we can't just live on fruits and vegetables alone. We need to have all these drugs and chemicals that are pumped up into the animals, and then we can eat those drugged up chemical animals. Or we need all this crazy stuff from the animals, like the drug cocktail they call milk and all this other crazy stuff. Can't live without my milk, can't live without my coffee, can't live without my meat. Listening to the enemy, believing those lies. You know, when people don't want to get it. You know, I'm blessed to have a lot of brothers and sisters that invite me in their home. They call themselves believers, and then I look at their shelves and I look at what's around their house, and they're literally eating poison. Literally eating poison. And it's hanging there on their shelves. You know, they see the advertisement. I see the crossbones and the skull. But they're not getting it. And they continue to enjoy it, and then when you question them on it, they laugh or they say something funny about it, and they say, oh no, it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Well, is it a sin to eat a donut? If you have that mentality and that mindset, you have the enemy speaking to you, telling you, it's okay. Just do that. Just like the enemy spoke to Eve. It's okay. Just eat that fruit. It's okay, don't worry about it. Just eat it. Forget about what our Creator said. Just eat it. And then we start suffering from all these diseases and everything else, and we wonder why. Well, I don't know how this happened. Well, if you smoke these choke sticks every day and you get lung cancer, don't say you don't know how that happened. And don't cut down to one pack a day. Don't cut down to one cigarette a day. Get it out of your life completely. It works the same thing with alcohol, processed sugar, and all this drugged up animals and all this chemicals like milk. Don't just cut back and say, well, I can do it in a small amount. No. Poison in a small amount is still poisoning, and that's what it is. It's poison, and the enemy is poisoning your body physically and your mind and everything by you letting these thoughts get into your mind to say, well, I can do this and it's okay. You're listening to the enemy when he tells you that, just like you listen to Eve listen to the enemy. You're going against what Yah wants you to do, how he wants you to live. And brothers and sisters tell me all the time, oh, you're too extreme. Oh, it doesn't say that in scripture, and they twist the scripture around to let it say whatever they want so they can continue poisoning their bodies. I'm your brother. I care about you. I don't want to see you sick. I don't want to see you suffering. Then I have to visit the brothers and sisters in hospitals and see the garbage and the poison that they're giving them in the hospitals. Everything they shouldn't be doing, they shouldn't be eating. People need to get this. They need to get it right. They need to understand. Yah gave us what we need. We need to listen to him and not continue to listen to the enemy and fill ourselves with garbage. And repentance brings refreshing. We can change. No matter how long you've been doing this, you can change. This isn't about vanity. If you're overweight, oh, you need to lose weight. It's not about vanity. It's about your health. It's about your life. It's about your physical heart, your arteries. This isn't about, well, I want to eat healthy and work out to look good. No, you eat healthy and you work out so you can be good, so you can be healthy, so you have enough energy to go out there and share the good news. We must stop listening to the enemy. This is what destroys people. We must stop listening to the lies of the enemy. I pray people get this, and I pray people wake up from this. And so there are things that we don't have control over. There are toxins that we don't know about in the air and the environment. There are, you know, these viruses which are real and are true that we can catch and it can affect us in a little way or something. But I'm talking about the things we have control over. I'm talking about the weapons of mass destruction we use on a daily basis to put stuff in our bodies. I'm talking about the knife, the fork, and the spoon that leads to more deaths than any weapon of mass destruction around the world. And you hear the outcry, of all the weapons of mass destruction and war. But what about the outcry of the fast food chains like McDonald's and Burger King that are killing more people every day than any war has ever killed anyone? What about the child abuse by feeding your child something that has all these chemicals in it that's messing with their bodies? So they're obese and they're unhealthy at a young age. And they don't know what it is to live like and be healthy. They don't know we've stole their childhood because you fed them garbage and because you didn't know any better. Because the enemy told you, oh, it's okay to feed them that candy and all that other garbage and all that other stuff. It's not okay. So you have a choice to listen to the enemy or to listen to Yah, and your choice ends there. The enemy's going to breathe these lies onto you and tell you to do these different things. Yah's going to tell you something different. What Yah tells you is going to keep you strong and build you up. You know, the scriptures talk about blessings and curses. And I do believe that disease is a curse. Disease is a curse that Yah will allow to happen because of our ignorance. And the blessings, I believe health is a wonderful blessing that Yah will give us and bless us with when we follow his guidelines and instructions. People say, well, how am I not following Yah if I go down and eat some donuts or apple pie? These are man-made drugs, to whatever level you want to say it. Somebody's addicted to cigarettes or crack, we have no problem condemning them. But when somebody's addicted to processed sugar and it's all the junk that should be illegal, people just feed you more and more. Somebody came here the other day and they tried to bless me with they know I didn't drink alcohol, so they weren't going to bring alcohol. They said, I usually bring a bottle of scotch or something, but I know you don't drink. Well, don't even try coming here with a bottle of scotch. But then they brought me a plate full of donuts and cakes and stuff. I said, that's just as harmful. And that's crazy. You know, people need to know. You know, and we got to stop letting the world drug us up. It's so interesting how I see people so, you know, like, worried or scared, and they're like, I'm not going to let anything be pumped into my body. I'm not going to let anything go in my body that shouldn't be there. I'm definitely not going to let anything go in my body that's going to create a problem. But then they go down to their local McDonald's and they get a coffee and a Big Mac. And they're worried about all these chemicals and all these other things. They're worried about all these things. And I'm not going to say the word because of the algorithms and they'll take the video down and all this stuff. But so many of people are worried about the recent health things that are going on out there and how things are being put inside us, but then people put inside themselves. Big Macs, coffee, drugged up chemical milk, and all this stuff. See, the enemy's got us confused with all these thoughts. Oh, don't take that, but eat that. There are more chemicals in that than there is in that. People say, well, there's so many things connected to this. And now people are starting to get really sick because of it. Well, what about the processed sugar people have been eating for the last 50 years and the high rates of heart disease and the high rates of cancer that are a result of that? You know, if people took things into understanding and just knew and see what's going on, And people think they're all excited because they figured out, well, this person's trying to control me by doing this, this, and this. You're already being controlled by all the drugs you're putting in your body and the chemicals you're allowing. And it all starts from listening to the enemy that you would allow yourself to take those things. It's really crazy out there how people try to think, well, this doesn't affect me. It absolutely affects you. Even in a small amount, it affects you. There's no reason why the amounts of, or no wonder why the amounts of diabetes and the amounts of cancer and the amount of obesity are higher than they ever been before in the history of this world. And people continue to drug themselves up with this stuff. And they wonder why they're not being blessed by Yah. Why they have to go to the hospital. They spend more time in their doctor's office than they do in church. They spend more time reading the prescriptions than they do reading the Bible. And the world wants to put this good name into like treatment, treatment. There's no treatment in that garbage. You know, we shouldn't be taking all these pills and potions and spells. And I mean, the Bible says pharmakia is something we should avoid and stay away from. But this is what people are making part of their lives. And the more I'm around older people, all they seem to do is talk about what doctor they're going to visit and what disease they have and how their surgery went and everything else. Doesn't seem like these things are from Yah. You know, I get it. It says in the scriptures, well, what sin did this blind man commit that made him blind and all this stuff? And for the glory of Yah, he was born this way to show a bigger picture. But if you're going to McDonald's at 2 o'clock in the morning and getting your Big Macs, and you say, oh, well, I don't go to McDonald's at 2 o'clock in the morning, but you wake up in the morning and you drink coffee and put that chemical milk in there and you take that coffee with that caffeine and everything else and you try to justify it. You know, there's no difference than a person who gets up every day and starts smoking a cigarette as a chain smoker versus somebody who gets out of bed and is addicted to the caffeine. They need to drink coffee just to stay awake throughout the day. The scripture says Yah gives his beloved sleep, but people can't even stay awake throughout the day. It's all the chemicals and drugs they're listening to the enemy to tell them to put in their body. People have to be drugged up just to get it through the day. So we have a choice who we want to listen to, but there's a reason. I want you to understand there's a reason why so many of you are messed up, you know, in your head and your body and everything else. And the reason is because you're listening to the enemy and you're not listening to Yah. That's what it comes down to. You have no problem running to the store to get your junk food, but you have a big problem running to the gym to go exercise or running somewhere to go to get some physical activity. The only activity people enjoy in their house is getting up and going to the refrigerator. The hardest working thing people are doing all day is cooking all the junk that they're eating. If we can get the pleasure from scripture as we do from food, this world will be a different story. Yah says there are no idols in your life, but people have made food an idol. They have made food an idol, bowing down to the food. Oh, I can't live without that food. Oh, I can't go without a meal. That's what we're supposed to say about Yah. I can't live without him. I can't go without a meal. You know, the nourishment we get from him, we could fast and have no problem thinking about food. How many of you fast and pray? You go to sleep, you eat late at night, you can't wait till you get up in the morning and eat. It's the enemy telling you this. The enemy, oh, you can't miss this meal, you can't miss that meal. Oh, that's all right. Just go to the drug doctor or the witch doctor and they'll take care of you if you get sick. Don't worry about it. They'll take care of you. They'll give you some of their potions and you'll be okay. So you take the potions and the milk to get sick. You take the potion from the so-called doctors to help you get better. And you live a life, you're drugged up from all these potions all day long by the witch doctors. Yah says, don't do that. Don't fall into that. And then somebody like me comes along and starts telling you some Yah's word, what his word says, and you make excuses of why you don't have to do that or why we can't do that. Well, that's extreme to eat the way Yah wants me to eat. Yah said the original diet for man is fruits and vegetables. Well, that's kind of extreme. I can't get out the day without my drugged up milk, without my chemically loaded coffee. Or you expect me to stop eating animals? Yah said it was okay. Last I checked, it wasn't a blessing, it was a curse that Yah resulted in man eating meat in Genesis 9:3. He wasn't rewarding them for their great work. He got rid of all the fruits and vegetables that said was supposed to be their food because of the flood, and the only thing left he was meat until the food grew back. Then the food grew back and people stopped eating their meat. It wasn't a reward for their good behavior. It was a result of their bad behavior. So we need to stop listening to the enemy. Stop letting him control your mind and your thoughts. You know, stop listening to him. Stop living in fear. And start repenting and listening to Yah. You know, I'm telling you physically and in your mind, your thoughts. You could say emotionally, whatever you want to say. We can change this around no matter where you are, no matter what you've been diagnosed with by the witch doctor, no matter what you've been told by the enemy, no matter what food you've been told to avoid, no matter what you've been told not to do, change it around. If it's not leading to the way Yah wants you to be, stop building up your tabernacle, your temple, and start living the way he wants you to be. And he doesn't want you to be sick in bed. He doesn't want you to be, you know, home alone and worry and fear. He wants you to be out there getting the word out. He wants you to be the example of great health and clean and pure on every level. Emotional, physically, and spiritually. Do not make the mistake of Eve and listen to the enemy and be tempted by the enemy and listen to those thoughts. Stop listening to the thoughts. They're not of you. They're of the enemy. The fleshly desires. When you're born again, we stop listening to the enemy and we start listening to Yah. And everything else will follow. And you'll see. You'll see. There's nothing new under the sun, as it says. The enemy is consistently trying to keep you away from Yah's truth. Today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. That's what the word says. And Yah says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. He offers us a future and a hope. Hallelujah. And I pray this message is speaking to you so you can start making these changes and repent. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yah be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
For a good man, someone might die. But for an enemy, Lord, why? Give your life to call me friend. Every lash of the whip, every stroke of the hammer upon every nail, every insult you bore.